Mission Network News, 1 minute version, Friday, May 28, 2004. 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. Devastating floods hit the Dominican Republic and Haiti this week, killing over 1,000 and leaving thousands more homeless. Food for the Hungry's Tamara Dutch says their assessment team is already there working with local churches to distribute emergency supplies. The team share the love of Christ with survivors by meeting their physical needs. The local churches will work toward future spiritual ministry as well. And JAR's short-term mission director, Daryl Belt, says the good news is the number of people going on short-term mission trips continue to increase. The bad news is more churches are developing their own programs, hurting mission agencies and, in turn, future work with parachurch agencies like JAR's. JAR's is an organization that speeds Bible translation by providing quality services for Wycliffe Bible translators and others. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. More information on these and other stories available at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.